Fresh air and sunshine, fresh air and sunshine, keeps you healthy along your way. Fresh air and sunshine, fresh air and sunshine, brighten your day today.
Welcome to Better Living, a program sponsored by the Camden Seventh-day Adventist Church. Better Living is heard each Wednesday at this time and will provide listeners with life-changing, Christ-centered, natural health information that will enable you to effectively prevent disease and apply simple natural principles to your life so that you may enjoy a greater degree of health and wellness.
Your world today.
Good afternoon and welcome back to the Better Living Radio program. My name is Peter Lewis and I'm pleased to be able to join you. I have three guests with us in studio today and I would like to introduce them. To my right is James. What's your last name, James?
Perrin.
Perrin.
I'm Jim.
Jim Perrin.
And Judy.
And Judy Perrin. All right. These are our guests that they'll be sharing some wonderful information with us. I recently met them, and I'm excited about what they shared with me. Now, but before we do go in, I want to lay a groundwork foundation from Scripture. You know, it was Hezekiah's. We're talking about natural remedies. Hezekiah was sick unto death. We've talked about Hezekiah on the radio before, and he was sick unto death, and he wept. The prophet Isaiah told him, according to the word of the Lord, that he would not live. And God told Isaiah to tell Hezekiah, verse 7 of 2 Kings, and Isaiah said, take a lump of figs, and they took and laid it on the boil, and he recovered. And Hezekiah said unto Isaiah, what sign, and so on and so forth. But here is a biblical example where the king was sick unto death. A boil, you know, I mean, it must be a terrible boil back then, but it was fatal. And God said in one verse that, tell Hezekiah, I will heal him. And then the next breath, the Lord told Isaiah, tell him, put a poultice of figs on the boil, and he recovered. So the principle is established in the Bible that it is possible to use simple natural agents, simple in this case figs, medicinal property, and put it on a boil, and a boil recover, the person recovers. We've seen experiences with charcoal, activated charcoal powder, inflamed areas, swollen, and so on. You put charcoal poultice on it, it pulls the inflammation out, the area recovers to normal. Now, so let's talk about what you have shared with me. I have here a little jar called Perrin's Blend, Antioxidant Skin Care. Now, tell me, how did this product here, which you told me you can put it on various areas of the body, how did this come into existence? James?
Well, my mother, she can give the testimony of how she came up with it, but my father had squamous cell carcinoma on his ear. This was probably about seven or eight years ago. And the doctor was going to remove half of his ear and do a skin graft. So we made this balm, or my mother did. It's an all-natural balm that's basically just high in antioxidants. And she put it on the lesion, and it began to shrink. And she told the doctor that it was shrinking, and he said, well, you know, it still looks terrible, and we're gonna still need to do surgery. And so she continued to apply this to the lesion on my father's ear. And 3 days before surgery, it fell off, and we still have the doctor's report, and the doctor says basically that he healed himself. And so we've seen results with people. One man said he had a history of melanoma, and he had surgery and had it cut out, and it came back, and he had to have it cut out again. And he tried this mixture on a place that was similar to the melanoma that he had had in the past, and it removed it without any surgery or scarring or anything.
Okay, before you go any further, so here we have Mr. Perrin. You are the one that had the condition on your ears, right?
That's correct.
And you went to the doctor, and what did the doctor say to you when he first saw you?
He took one look at it, and it said, if it was on my ear, I would not wait for a biopsy. And he immediately made me an appointment with a doctor in Jackson.
Okay. So he made you an appointment
with a plastic surgeon in Jackson.
Plastic surgeon in Jackson. This was first January 2000, and then you went February 18, 2000. The surgeon said,
I don't care if it is shrinking. It's got to come off.
It's got to come off. All right. And as your son said, your Judy, she went to work and she made this formula. Now, how did you get to make such a formula? Are you a scientist?
No, we have no scientific knowledge. We do have organic gardens and we raise a lot of herbs. We have plant sales sometimes in the spring. And so we had this knowledge, but we had no scientific knowledge. And I really can't take any credit for this because after Jim saw the doctor that day in February of 2000, we went to our weekly Friday night fellowship where Jim and I taught as Bible teachers, and we had prayer. Jim asked for prayer for his ear. And the next morning when we got up, I was cooking breakfast, and suddenly I just knew a formula to make, to put on his ear. And I just simply said, Jim, I know what we need to put on your ear. And we mixed it together. We had to go to the health food store for some of the things, and it immediately began shrinking. 3 days before the surgery, it had gotten very small, and I every night I would apply this Perrin's blend, is what we call it now, to his ear. And I said, it's gotten so small, Jim, but there's a white, flaky substance around it. I said, would you go to the bathroom and see if you could remove it? So he went in there and wasn't gone 5 seconds, and he came back out and said, you're not going to believe this. It was completely gone.
Completely gone.
But we didn't think about marketing this. We told a few people about it and helped them some, but it wasn't until the year 2005 that Jim had another place to come on his head. And we immediately began treating it, and it removed it. So then we thought we really needed to help people, and I just felt a prompting to get this out to other people, and that's what we've done. We have so many success stories. It still amazes me. It amazes me every time that it works, but we just know God's hand is in this.
Absolutely. God is the master healer, right?
That's right. Amen.
Absolutely. Now, in Jim's case, it was melanoma?
No, it was squamous cell.
Okay.
Squamous cell carcinoma.
All right. And a second instance occurred, and you reapply, and it did the same thing.
Yes.
Now, has it done similar for anyone else besides Jim?
Yes, we have a lot of testimonies, and James really likes to tell one about one of the health food stores that we have the product in, where the woman had the lesion for 12 years.
Yeah.
Tell us about it, James.
We have this testimony on video, and, well, I've watched the video, but I always show the video, and so I've never really relayed the testimony in my own words, but a lady came into a health food store in Jackson, Tennessee, and she had had a lesion on her chest, and it wasn't malignant, but I guess it was kind of an eyesore, and so she had tried different things like tea tree oil and never removed it. She had been to the doctor, and I guess that they had never done surgery.
Well, the doctor said, according to the lady at the health food store, said that if they did surgery, it would be laser surgery and it could cause scarring.
Okay.
And he didn't recommend it since it wasn't malignant, but it was just an ugly place on her chest.
Okay. All right.
So the health food store owner suggested that she try our product, and within a few days it was completely gone and there was no scarring, and she said it was like new skin. But we've had other testimonies of people using one woman had a tumor on her head, and this was actually at another health food store in Jackson. She had a tumor on her head, and she would always pull her hair over it to cover it up, and the health food store owner suggested that she try Parents Blend, and she tried it and it removed it. We recently had a doctor that had a patient that agreed to use it on basal cell carcinoma, and within 3 weeks the basal cell carcinoma was gone.
So here we're looking at a product that the doctor used and recommended for one of his patients, all right?
Yes.
And upon application of it, the problem disappears.
Yeah, with daily application, and mm-hmm. you keep the affected area covered up, and mm-hmm. you don't wash it off. We've had people have used it on moles. We've had a lot of testimonies with moles, mm-hmm. and even a wart. We haven't had anybody try it on a wart, but recently a woman bought some in Savannah, Tennessee, and she tried it on. She was buying it for her husband's skin cancer. I'm not sure what kind of cancer it was, but she also tried it on a wart, and it removed both the skin cancer and the wart. So
wow. So now here's a product that evidently works. Now, what is the medical community saying about this, Judy?
Well, when the medical doctor tried it, he called it a backwoods formula in front of a medical student, and I jumped up and I said, oh no, this is not a backwoods formula. I said, we may be backwoods, but this formula is of God, and I just have to give him the credit. The reason the medical doctor was willing to try this is because it is through West Tennessee Cancer Institute, headed by Dr. Jerry Thornthwaite. And when he learned about the success of our product, he has been backing us. He has given his input, and he is very supportive of our product. And he was the one that talked to the medical doctor. But we have had so many testimonies of molds being removed. Recently, we had someone who had been under quarantine. She worked in the school, a school librarian, and she had staph infection. An antibiotic evidently had cleared it up inside her body, but she still had this place on her chin. Mm-hmm. And she had Perrin's Blend in her cabinet for about 2 years. She got that out, tried it, and overnight the place came off. And we saw her when it was still just a red patch about 3 days later, just where you could see where the place was, but it was completely gone. Her skin was smooth. And we don't know how it works. We just know that we get so many success stories. Now, we've been selling it on a website for over 2 years now, 2 years in August. Mm. We've had one complaint, minor complaint, and one return. And we've sold hundreds. So we're just very pleased. We just, like I said, we just give God the credit. And
it's
we're very
good.
Thankful to the West Tennessee Cancer Institute and Dr. Jerry Thornthwaite.
Okay, now, this product is simple and it's natural. I can see here it has honey, grapeseed extract, ascorbic acid, there's vitamin C, D-alpha, tocopherol, acetate, vitamin E, soy oil. What's this big word here? The next one? It has all kind of good stuff in there. All right? So nevertheless, nevertheless, as the case may be, we see it's a natural, it's an all-natural product. Okay, it also has alpha lipoic acid, NAC and alpha lipoic acid. Now, this product here, they have shared their experience. Not scientific, but yet still being backed by someone in the scientific community. But a greater backing, and the greatest backing that really matters, that the product works. You've seen testimonies across from east and west. And, you know, the other day when you came into our store, Better Living Natural Foods, and you presented this, and I listened to your testimony, I was sold on it from the start because, you know, I naturally believe in natural remedies. We've been talking natural remedies on the air for a number of years. So immediately I thought, well, There's a lot of people out there with skin cancer, molds, and so on and so forth. While the family does not treat or cure any disease whatsoever, right? Y'all don't do that, do you?
No.
Neither do you say the product cure or treat any disease, right?
No.
God is the one that heals. He simply uses the natural agencies of nature, and the sooner people get to understand that, the better we are. Okay? So now we have this product here, Perrin's Blend, with the store opening just about 2 weeks, a little bit over 2 weeks since the store opened. God sent us a product that will prove to be a remarkable blessing to the people of West Tennessee and to our area. And so for those who are interested, and it comes in a 1 ounce jar, tell us briefly, how do one apply it?
Well, you basically just put it on the area and cover it up, and you keep it covered up and you don't wash it off. The second time my father had a place that came up on his head,
It removed it in 3 days when he had the place that came up on top of his head, but then it left a hole. And I didn't continue treating it. I just thought it would heal, and it grew back. So I began to treat it again. And after 3 weeks of treating it, it had turned white, but it was still there. And I asked him if he was washing his head every night, and he was. So we said, okay, we'll just leave it on there. Don't take the Band-Aid off until after you shower. And within 3 days after that, it came off again. And that was in 2005. The first place on his ear was in the year 2000. You cannot see any trace of where either one has been.
So in the application of it, it's important to, once you apply it, to leave it on. Don't wash that area. Just leave
it
on.
As much as possible.
Okay, as much as possible, and reapply it. As necessary,
covered.
And keep it covered. What do you cover it with?
Just a Band-Aid or a bandage strip or, you know, a piece of gauze tape. Just anything to keep it covered. Now, we do have some people that say, well, it was on my face. I couldn't keep it covered. I just treated it at night, and it still worked for them.
Well,
now, nothing is magic, and we can't say it's going to work for everybody. No,
absolutely.
Medicine works for everybody.
Absolutely.
Well, James. I had a small bump underneath my eye, and it had been there for about a month, and it wasn't going away. And it was pretty small. I mean, nobody could really see it unless they were really looking for it. But it was right underneath my eye, and I applied Perrin's Blend to it, and I would just maybe put just a tiny dot about the thickness of a lead of in a pencil. I would apply it maybe 3 days, three times a day, to make sure that it was staying on the place.
Mm-hmm.
And I probably did this for 2 weeks, and eventually it just went away. But I had to walk around with a little red dot underneath my eye. But nobody ever said anything.
Some of the people that have tried this have been our friends, like our pastor and our church secretary, and they've had success with this too.
Mm.
And then a lot of people have just been strangers that we've had reports from.
So that's very good. I'm sold on the product, you know, because I know that there's a lot to do with a person's lifestyle and their ailment, and we've been teaching that on the radio program. And when you have a product that's going to do something in spite of a person's lifestyle, I mean, it's pretty good. It's pretty strong.
Now, Jim did take grapeseed extract orally when we were treating him with his ear. And some people tell us they do that, and others tell us, no, they don't. They just use the balm.
I see it also has grapeseed oil in there. So it has and grapeseed extract. So it has a component there of the grapeseed. So it's no problem if a person wants to take the grapeseed internally also. Mm-hmm.
But not our product. They would need to buy supplements.
Yes. That brings me to a question. Can a person take this internally?
We don't advertise it internally, but I have used it on spots in my throat when I would have a little sore place in my throat, and it really works well. There's nothing in there that should harm anybody, but we don't advertise it to be taken internally.
Mm-hmm.
I've made a drink out of it, but tasted really terrible, so I wouldn't recommend that.
Okay, you've made a drink. Now, let me ask you, in these few closing moments now, what did you do before this formula came to you? Just briefly.
Well, my passion is Bible teaching and writing. I just had a book published. So the reason I didn't even think of marketing this is because I was writing a book. About the time I sent the book to the publisher, which took me 8 years to write, Jim had this place occur on his head. And that's when I just felt impressed that I needed to help other people with the product. I had the book off of my mind. The publisher called and said he wanted my book, and then I had to work with him on the book. We had written a national TV show hosted by Doug Kaufman, and he had called us and told us he wanted to feature this on his show and told us how to get it up and going. But I had to work with the publisher, so it took several months. And in the meantime, he changed the format of his show. So it was never featured on his show, but we had it ready to go. So we just started selling it on a website. We sold it on a website over a year, and in a couple health food stores and country store, you know, Amish type stores, to see if it was going to work, because we didn't want to put something on the market that would turn out not to be successful.
That's all
and
right.
So we waited that long. But as far as what I do, I just...
That's good.
I did sell insurance and mutual funds and things like that, but my passion is in writing. And
all right,
study.
That's good. Briefly, what did you do, James?
Well, I'm an artist, and I show at several galleries in Tennessee, and I had gone to school in Boston. I had gotten my master's from Boston University in fine arts, and so that's my specialty.
Okay, and lastly, Dad, what has been your passion?
Well, I'm semi-retired, but in the past I was a model maker, a precision model maker. But now I'm involved in cabinets, cabinet making.
That's very good.
And handicrafts, a lot of just woodwork in general.
That's just very good. Now, friends, if you'd like to get a brochure on this here, just call us down there at Better Living Natural Foods at 731-279-0350, or you can come by. The store is open. And pick up your parents' blend, all right? Once again, thank you very much for joining us on this beautiful day. And for more information, contact us, and we'll, if you need to get in touch with them, we'll give you all that information. May God bless you, and you have a wonderful day.
Been listening to Better Living, sponsored by the Camden Seventh-day Adventist Church. This program is for educational purposes only and is not intended for diagnosis, treatment, or cure of any disease. For questions or comments, you're invited to call Better Living at 584-2670. Better Living is heard each Wednesday at this time on 1220 WFWL.